Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy named Daryl. And he was about your guys' age. And he had gotten a brand new pair of overalls. Do any of you have overalls? His name is Daryl.
My dad has
new overalls. New overalls? Well, he had a brand new pair of overalls, and he put them on this one morning and had his breakfast. And then after breakfast, he thought he needed a drink of water. But in their house, when we were little, he didn't have a sink with a faucet in it. But over in the corner was a pipe that came out of the floor. And so he pulled a chair over to that pipe, and he turned it on, and the water came out so fast and hard that it just tore that glass right out of his hand, and it crashed on the ground. And he just stood there, and the water was spraying on him. It got his bib overalls all wet, and you know what he did? He cried. He stood in that chair, and he just cried. And he was just getting covered in icy cold water. And his mama came and she said, "I'll help you down." She turned the water off and she helped him down. She says, "Now, Daryl, I want you to go out in the sunshine and play. And the sunshine will help dry off your overalls." So he went out and played. And he was playing in some red mud. And pretty soon he looked down, his hands were all dirty. And he wiped them on his overalls. And then he thought, "Oh, I think I might need to go potty." But Mama wouldn't let him in the house, so he went next door to Grandma's house. Because Grandma had a potty inside the house, and she had a sink where you could wash your hands. But you know what? Grandma says, "Daryl, you're too dirty. You've got red mud all over you." So he thought, "Well, I'll go to my other grandma's house." Because she had an outdoor potty. So he went over there, and when he came out, he thought, "Oh, I see some beautiful yellow clay out here." And they had just dug a well, and there was a faucet right there. So you know what he did? He turned on the water, got that clay all nice and wet, and he started making marbles and balls. And he made a few blocks, and he made a cat, and he got some straw and put whiskers in. Then he rolled him out some snakes, and he thought, "I think I need to put a rattle on this end." So he made a rattle and put on this end and some eyes on that end because he didn't want people to think they were worms. And about that time, his mama called and said, "Daryl, it's time to come in for lunch." So he looks down in his yellow hands, all that yellow clay, and he wipes them all over his bib overalls. And he goes, and his mama fixed him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And she says, "Daryl, it's your duty to come in the house. You sit out there on the steps and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich." Now, this is the scary part. As he sat out there on the steps to eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and guess what? The big white hen came after him. Oh, he was scared of that hen. You know what? She came up to him, and she started flapping her wings at him, and pretty soon she snatched his sandwich away. She took it out in the yard, and all the other chickens helped eat it. And he was so sad because he didn't have his lunch. But he said it was kind of funny to watch the chickens try to get the peanut butter off their beak. But then he went to the door and he says, "Mama, the chickens ate my sandwich. Can I have another one?" And she goes, "No, shouldn't have fed your lunch to the chickens. You'll just have to wait." So he thought, "Well, now what am I going to do?" So he went to the garage, and in there his daddy'd been tearing apart a carburetor. It was all greasy and icky. And his daddy taught him not to lose any pieces, so he was real careful. He decided he was going to help. And he took some of that apart, and he put the pieces where they were supposed to be. And then when he got all done, he looked down. His hands were all greasy. And he wiped them on his bib overalls. Oh, my, his brand new bib overalls were a mess. So that night when he took them off, his mama put them in the laundry, and the next day was laundry day. Well, back then, they didn't have clothes dryers like we do, so they had to hang them out on a clothesline. Anybody have a clothesline at their house? So anyway, his mama had washed the first load, and they hung them out. This was the whites. And the next load, his dirty overalls went in, and he stood there in that wash machine and went swish, 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 back and forth. And he thought, "My dirty overalls are never going to get clean." Well, he helped his mama take the clothes off of the line, and it was time to hang up the new load. And he saw as his mama was hanging up that new load, his overalls were going up. And guess what? They were clean. They looked brand new again. And he said, how did that happen, Mama? And she says, Daryl, it's the same way. When the devil gets into our heart, we get all dirty with sin. But when Jesus comes in and washes it all away, it's like the devil had never, ever been there. So we have to remember every day to keep Jesus in our heart so that the devil doesn't get in.